Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Beth Walsh Erickson of BethWE.com, filling in for Rhett today. And today is everybody's favorite day because we're going to talk about food. We're sitting here today with Angela King, acupuncture physician, doctor of oriental medicine over at Indian River Acupuncture in Vero Beach. And Angela's just kind of laid a bomb on us. She kind of just let us know that in Chinese medicine, the organ systems are paired into groups, and that there's many things we can do to facilitate harmony and balance between these organ systems so that we can live and thrive and live our very best life. I mean, let's face it, it's wonderful to be alive. It's even better if you're feeling good.
Absolutely.
In the old days, I don't know if you remember it, Angela, you might be too young. There used to be a commercial for, it was probably like the first health drink called Geritol. And they said, if you've got your health, you've got just about everything.
Oh.
And, you know, until I got older, I didn't understand how important that was. You know, it is important to have your health. And it's when you wake up in the morning and you don't feel well, it changes the whole shape of your day. It changes how you think, mm-hmm. how you feel, and how you behave.
Right. It's all about quality of life.
I agree. And there are things we can do right away to change the quality. So you were telling us about organ systems. So what about if you tell us, just kind of go through the elements one at a time and tell us the organ systems again that they affect, and then maybe give us some symptoms if there's disharmony, what you might be experiencing, and then give us a few food hints. What can we eat to help our body rally?
Okay. Well, so let's start with the heart, because that's the fire organ.
Yeah, that's our passion.
That's our passion. And I'm just going to give you some very basic, most common symptoms that someone might experience if their heart energy is out of balance, their fire element, we should say.
Okay.
So, of course, obviously, any cardiac issues are going to be related to the energy of the heart. But something that you might not think about, what I mentioned earlier, was insomnia. So difficulty falling and staying asleep. Mm-hmm. And for women, a big one is hot flashes and night sweats.
Okay.
So this is often an imbalance in the fire organ. So if you have any of those, some foods that you might want to add to your diet that really tonify the heart, persimmons are one, raspberries, beets, anything red in color generally tends to help the heart because the heart fire and it is associated with the color red. You could also do some kidney beans and Brussels sprouts and black beans would be good to add as well.
And you're talking about when you say things that are red, you mean the flesh. So an apple
yes.
doesn't count. You mean
right, correct.
You mean like a beet, like a
beet.
Red beet.
Right, like a beet or a raspberry, things like
gotcha.
That. Yep. Yep.
And that's so simple to add to, you know, throw some raspberries or throw some beans on your salad.
Absolutely. And when I talk food therapy in the office with people, mm-hmm. I say just that. This is not dietary advice in terms of counting calories, fats, carbohydrates. This is not that kind of discussion. This is more that in Chinese medicine, food is energy, and it has a certain energetic when you eat it. So this is about just adding some of these things that you may already like and go, oh, well, I really like black beans and I don't mind cucumbers. So maybe I wasn't putting those on my salad, but I'll do it from now on because I know that there's a benefit to the energy of my heart.
You know, it's funny. I was with a friend yesterday morning. I meet with two women friends on Tuesday mornings. We call ourselves the Manna Sisters. And we are accountable to each other. It's a wonderful part of my life. Anyway, my one friend, one Manna Sister, and I won't say the name so you can wonder which one of us this was, she said she started fanning herself. And the other sister laughed and she said, what do you call it? She goes, I call it my own personal summer. And I said, so she was having a hot flash. And I was thinking, I'm about the same age. I have the same, you know, it's the same time in my life. But the reality is I probably eat beans and beets almost every day because I'm a vegetarian. And those are two, beans help me get enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like the red beans and I do like black beans a lot. I eat beets. There's this wonderful beet salad at the Ocean Grill.
I've had that salad multiple times.
It's wonderful.
Love it.
And I do. I eat that beet salad as often as I can. And I'm a person who found out I like raw beets, too. Mm. I'll buy a fresh beet, and I'll cut it, and I'll slice it, and it's crunchy. Like, sometimes I crave something crunchy. And I think a fresh beet beats a potato chip any day of the week.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, and that, when you talk about the woman having the hot flashes, that's why, for example, cucumber would be on the list of things for the heart.
Okay.
Because cucumber is a very cooling food energetically.
Gotcha.
And when the heart fire is out of balance, then the cucumber can help offset that.
Cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber, exactly.
Okay. Let's
so
go on to the
I would
next.
Go to the kidney and bladder next because we talked about fire, so the opposite is water.
Beautiful.
Sometimes the fire can be out of balance, not just because the fire is too strong, but because there's not enough water.
Oh, I get this
right?
now. So
okay.
This really is harmony. This
exactly.
is about balance.
This is about balance. So if
okay.
you're if you have some kidney energy symptoms or kidney imbalances, lots of times that can manifest in low back pain and knee pain. That's mm-hmm. very common. I mean, anything obviously related to the urinary system and things like that is going to be kidney bladder.
Okay.
I want to give you some of the more uncommon things that your listeners may not associate with this particular organ system.
Okay.
So low back pain and knee pain, sciatica,
knee pain.
These all tend to be energy imbalances with the kidney. Adrenal fatigue or weakness, the adrenal glands sit on top of the kidneys. That just kind of like no matter how much sleep you get, I'm always tired.
Right.
Right. That sort of thing. Nighttime urination, lack of libido, all these sort of things have to do with the kidney imbalance.
You know, I went to your Women Leading Wellness
seminar.
This last year. It was wonderful. And I certainly remember the lady who was talking about this. About the kidney and bladder stuff. And she
yes.
said, this, here's a tip from Angela's cronies. If you're not urinating for 7 seconds, you didn't really have to go.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
should, your body should be able to
hold it
until when you urinate, it's 7 seconds long. And she also said, if you're over, I think she said 50, it's all right if you're getting up once in the night to urinate. But if it's more than that, there's an imbalance.
There's an imbalance, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's interesting.
So food-wise, some of the things that help kidney, I'm going to start with the one that we always are taught in school is lamb. And if you like lamb is very tonifying for the kidneys. Lamb is considered a very hot food.
Okay.
So if you have an imbalance in the kidney yang, often, which would mean you have too many cold symptoms.
Okay.
Like the frequent urination at night could be a problem with that. The low back pain, if it's of this nature,
mm-hmm.
if you eat some lamb to bring some fire.
I got you.
Then
okay.
and some warmth and some heat, that can also be very beneficial. So lamb is something that is really important if you enjoy that type of food. You can also get a similar benefit for the kidneys from eating lentils, mm-hmm. which you mentioned beans. So this lentils, mung beans, and adzuki beans are the type of beans that the kidney really appreciates the most.
Okay.
Also some cinnamon. Again, cinnamon has a very warming quality to it, right?
So the cinnamon rolls are not out, guys.
Well, hold on now.
I'm only kidding. Well, let's just, you know,
cinnamon
let's run
rolls,
with it.
No. Yeah.
Let's run with it.
So those are very, and in moderation, mm-hmm. Chinese medicine really does believe that salt can be beneficial in moderation.
Okay.
Okay. So I would leave it with that with the kidneys.
Perfect. Thanks
Maybe
so
we have
much.
Time for one more.
Let's
you
do
think?
One more.
Okay. Let's go to the liver.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that one, because a lot of people can relate to these symptoms.
Okay.
These are very common liver symptoms. Acid reflux, okay, aside from obviously pathology in the liver, mm-hmm. but acid reflux is mostly due to liver. For women, PMS type symptoms, if you're still menstruating, PMS type symptoms, stiff neck, shoulders, headaches and migraines, very common liver symptoms, mm-hmm. and also some constipation, very common with the liver. And emotionally, the irritability, frustration, resentment, anger, impatience, jealousy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very liver oriented. And
wow.
it also it has to do with your job and your work. The liver organ is related to that, is very much in terms of stress, handling stress.
Okay. It's the workhorse.
It's the workhorse. So we all, most of us, can use some help for the liver. So the things that Chinese medicine would recommend for that, avocados are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Something you can throw on your salad, things like that.
Yes. Okay.
And then mung beans, coconut milk, dandelion greens, green lentils, cabbage, celery, and summer squash, pomegranates, any of those.
Yummy. Well, we're going to come back to that when we get back. We're going to pick it up at the liver with Angela King. Thanks.